SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson, has died.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Dr. Dobson was 89. From Bermuda to coastal North Carolina, tropical storm conditions. As Hurricane Erin works its way north along the East Coast, it is a couple of hundred miles offshore, but its powerful wind field extends far beyond. Heavy surf advisories along the entire stretch of the coast. Biden policy is being blamed by many Floridians for a deadly highway crash. An illegal immigrant trucker who was issued a commercial driver's license by a couple of states is accused in the deaths of three people.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The number of people in the U.S. illegally surged to an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. That, according to the Pew Research Center, President Trump says he thinks the actual number is higher than that. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 120 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 26 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are concerned about AI.
In fact, a lot of Americans are worried about the ways in which artificial intelligence may change society, and some believers have decided to get together and talk about it. Colorado Christian University, the Christian Post, and the company Glue AI will host a conference in October to consider how believers should deal with the new technology. The organizers say they're looking for, quote, strategies to responsibly integrate AI within a faith-informed framework. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump administration as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democrat President Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies, demanding that public schools ban drag shows, and defending the state's pro-life regulations. This is SRN News. An Oregon man pleads guilty to two counts of second-degree manslaughter following a fatal crash with a softball team's bus.
Officials say Jonathan Dowdy has pled guilty to several counts of assault, one count of driving under the influence, and one count of driving with a suspended license. State police say Dowdy was driving his pickup last April when he crossed a center line and crashed into a bus loaded with 10 members of the Umpqua Community College softball team. A 19-year-old player and the team's head coach were killed. Jason Walker reporting.
Uganda has agreed with the United States to accept deported illegal aliens from the U.S., provided they do not have criminal records and are not unaccompanied minors. The Ugandan Foreign Affairs Ministry says it's not quite a done deal yet, some details still being finalized. More details at srnnews.com.